Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to E-Duke's video conference to discuss the results for the first quarter of 2023. This video conference is being recorded, and the replay will be available at the company's website at www.edukes.com.br. The presentation will also be available for download. We would like to inform you that all attendees will only be watching the video conference during the presentation. Before proceeding, we would like to clarify that any statement that may be made during this conference call regarding the company's business prospects, operational and financial projections and goals are the beliefs and assumptions of E-Duke's executive board and the current information available to the company. Those statements may involve risks and uncertainties as they relate to future events and therefore depends on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors, analysts, and journalists should be aware of events related to the macroeconomic scenario, the industry, and other factors that could cause results to differ materially from those expressed in the respective forward-looking statements. Present at today's video conference, we have Mr. Eduardo Parente, CEO of E-Dux, and Mr. Rossano Marques Leandro, CFO and Investor Relations Officer. I would like to hand the floor over to Mr. Eduardo Parente, who will begin the presentation. Please, Mr. Eduardo, you may proceed.
Morning, everyone. Thank you very much for attending again our presentation. I think that what we're going to be seeing here is the numeric representation of something we've been telling you all along, the robustness of our portfolio that generates good results and good growth in dire times and excellent results when you see slight positive changes in the economy, which is the situation that we're seeing now. Classes A and B always immune to crisis, but classes C and D are seeing the light on the end of the tunnel, are growing in terms of confidence and economic situation. Still way below what we expect the future to be. But that has a clear impact in our business. That is what we're going to be showing you today. Okay. So moving on to the first page, page number three, actually, on the left-hand side of the page, what we see on the business as a whole is a very important growth in terms of revenue, 10% versus same quarter last year, 21% growth in EBITDA. We had a guidance of between 10 and 20%. We went 21, the margin growing as well. I think this is a clear reflex of the operational leverage that we have on our own site and our distance learning businesses. And net income coming back, a number that's twofold what we saw in the same quarter last year. Okay. Bottom result of that is a big evolution on free cash flow to firm, a growth of almost 80 million reais. And I think above all, what we see to our shareholders, free cash flow to equity above 100 million reais, more than 30 million reais on top of last year. Moving on to the right-hand side of the page, I'd like to highlight very positive numbers all across the three business units. On premium, no surprises here. We keep on growing strongly, both student base and revenue, 15, 20, percent above last year, 23% in revenues, EBITDA also following, growing 21% versus last year, which are numbers that we currently show here. On digital, what happened, we were coming from a year that we saw very little elasticity in prices, so we prefer to go on with higher prices, and we saw this elasticity right after the elections coming back. We talked about this last quarter. So we went a little bit more aggressive in terms of pricing, but we see the reflex here on a very strong growth in terms of undergraduate intake and revenue, and an even stronger growth in terms of EBITDA here, reflects of the higher intake, but also clear impact on our operational leverage on the digital business. On campus, we had an abnormal strong year in 22. We believe that's a reflex of us coming back to classes after the pandemic earlier than most of our competitors. We see this growth versus the first half of 21, which was a half that we have very, very aggressive discounts going on. We believe that this growth is an important and positive news. But more than that, the tickets of people that have been with us for more than a year, which means people that have gone through all the discounts and different campaigns that we make, this ticket growing 6%, we believe this is very positive news, as the increased margin of 1 percentage point on EBITDA as well. All that leading to our record, all-time record EBITDA, 489 million reais. Bear in mind that 1 year ago, this 400 million reais was our all-time record. We had another record in the third quarter of 408 million reais. This added to the fact that we generated more cash, allowed us to move to this 1.74 leverage from 1.96 at the end of the last quarter, and somewhere last year we were above 2.0 here. So again, very excited with the moment that we're living. Let me go on to the detail of each business unit. So moving on to page four here, talking about the premium business unit. This is the consistent growth that you're used to. Net revenue, we grew 23%. Very important here is important growth in medicine, but also resuming the growth on Ibmec, very important for us. The total EBITDA went up 21%. The margins stayed flattish. This is what we expect to see all along this year, flattish margins on the premium business units. Student base grew 15%, as again the ticket for the students with more than 1 year in-house. Notice that the difference, not such a big difference on premium, on site and online. You will see more. They're more sensitive towards discounts. In the premium is less so, but because of consistency, we prefer to mention it here as well. On Ibmec, we have a new campus on Faria Lima, right beside the financial district in São Paulo. This is going really well, above the business plan that we made. Also, an important news, the 53 additional seats that we got for medicine. We announced this in Alagoinhas in the first quarter of this year. This green box here is reference to the guidance that we gave. We said that we go double digits in terms of intake. We did. This is excluding the external transfers. Important that we had a renewal last year that was below this year, so we had to bring in some additional students, non-freshmen, in the third, fourth, and fifth year. This year, because the renewal was greater, these kids didn't go, so like it's non-comparable. All in all, on freshmen, we had a 12% intake increase versus last year. And the average ticket, some guys follow this. Again, we don't think this is a good indicator of trend. The more than a year student is a better indicator, but we mentioned that this would grow a single digit, and it has for medicine and a little bit above that for Ibmec. So moving on to page five of digital learning, we have a strong revenue increase of 23% versus same quarter last year. But I'd like to highlight the evolution in terms of EBITDA, both in terms of the absolute number growing 41%, but also in the margins. Now, the margins, I'm recurrently telling you that they should stay put or flat versus what we've been practicing in the past. We see slightly different happening this year. The operational leverage is having a positive impact here. So we see this margin evolving a little bit, maybe 1 percentage point or a little bit more than that versus last year for the total of 2023 due to this operational leverage. The base, we have surpassed a million students on this business unit, which we celebrated here, 500,000 in each one of lifelong and undergraduate. We see this as extremely positive. The undergrad average ticket, again, these are the students that have been with us for more than a year. We see this as the indicator of trend, despite the fact that our ticket efforts that we did a lot in the past year, especially in the second half, are not reflected here fully. But we see this as a positive evolution, very close to inflation. But perhaps we'll see a number even slightly better than this on the second half. Renewal coming in very strong. Intake, we mentioned double digits on the guidance. We had a 20% growth. And the average ticket, again, this is very sensitive to kind of DIS adherence. This is very sensitive to the kind of offer that we made. But some people care a lot for this number. This is a 15% growth versus last year. Again, we prefer as an indicator of trend, the guys above 1 year. I think this is way more solid than this number. But all in all, very positive numbers for the digital learning. We're very excited with the year that we're going to have ahead of us in 2023 for the digital learning. Moving on to the on-campus, I think that the great news here is around tickets. We've been doing, even before the on-site work here on making sure that 7th month and 13th month tickets have a positive trend. This is one of the reasons we're moving sideways, both in terms of net revenue and EBITDA. This 1 percentage point in terms of margins, we see this as very positive, a good start for the year. But I think the highlight of the page is the 6% evolution in terms of tickets for the students with us above 1 year. Renewal came in very strong. Again, very positive versus the intake, very positive versus the first half of 2021. And again, the average ticket that we signaled a 1 percentage, a single digit increase is what we delivered on this. Again, not the best measurement, but some people take into consideration. Okay. So all in all, what we see here, premium coming in as usual, very strong. Distance learning, you know, resuming on intake, very positive, and coming in again as an important source of growth for us. The on-site moving in sideways with a lot of effect, positive effect of us being able to command higher tickets for the medium term, which again, is the opposite effect that we had in the past. So we had in the past an effect of classes that joined in 17 and 18 with higher tickets graduating. We had classes that joined in 2021 with lower tickets graduating, generating a positive effect that we see moving on with the tickets for the next quarters here. Moving on to Rossano, he will show you the effect on our numbers of all this that I just showed you.
Thanks a lot, Eduardo. So good morning, everybody. So we move on to discuss revenue. So we present a 10% revenue growth year over year in this quarter. This number is carried by strong performance of both our premium and digital business units. For this quarter, we'd like to highlight definitely the expansion of our digital business unit, growing 23% year over year, getting back to a very positive growth track that we expect to be sustained along the year. The revenue share of those business units already accounting for a total of almost 60% of our revenue. So the revenue share of these most profitable businesses are still increasing, and this is asserting our margin expansion potential and also the resilience of our portfolio. Good. So looking now into expenditure, once again, we present a quarter in which our efficiency shows up. The operational discipline of the business, growing up our costs slightly below inflation once again. Breaking down, we can see the bad debt still in a very positive trend. That's the result of the renewal numbers from our operational performance. They're very positive, as discussed by Eduardo in the previous slides. Along the last quarters, we have improved a lot also our collection process. We believe those things, the improvement in our collection, also the renewal cycle, are both results of our investments that we have made in the previous years in technology, that has really created very intuitive, effective, and stable platforms, and that we know that makes a big difference in our students' experience, and that's very key in their retention. On the next line, we see sales and marketing operating in a very positive level of efficiency, lower than on the previous year, but maintaining very good results in the end. Our intake is still very proficient, even though we're having a much more efficient marketing strategy, which is also based on the strength of our brands across the country. The cost block also continues to deliver efficiency through operational research process, which is considered a market benchmark in Brazil. On the lease line, even with the accumulated inflation still pressuring those numbers, our meticulous process of space optimization, the contract renegotiation, the closing of some of our units, the optimization of some of our compi, is keeping that number as a percentage of revenues still below last year. We continue to dedicate a lot of time to the optimization of these resources, seeking the best possible adaptation of our physical presence to the current market scenario. All of that leads us to the next slide, where we show an EBITDA growth of 21% year-over-year. That surpasses our previous guidance of double-digit growth. And that brings us to a very relevant margin expansion. We're reaching 37% margin in this quarter against 34% last year. We'd like to highlight the expansion of the digital business. That's a result of a better operational and administrative efficiency, in addition to the reduction in bad debt, as discussed in the previous slide. The digital business continues to demonstrate great operational leverage and positioning Dux as a reference in its content production and also in the center management operations of our business. On campus, even without the operation leverage that we see in digital, we have posted margin expansion. That's the result of our continuous efficiency efforts and our more conservative effort on pricing, as Eduardo discussed before. And regarding premium business, continues a very stable margin, which positions it as a reference in this market. Moving on to net income. We present a very strong growth of 97%, almost double the numbers from the previous year. That is 62% in the adjusted view. This growth reflects both our positive operational results and also our actions on tax efficiency front. That overcomes a very negative impact on the financial results that arises from the large difference in the basic interest rate in the country. That brings us to a very strong number in our cash generation. We are growing the free cash flow in 42%, reaching 263 million reais this quarter. That leads to a free cash flow to equity of 109 million reais. That helps us a lot on the cash position and on net debt, as you're going to see in the next slide. This is both, as we said, fruit of our very positive results, operationally speaking, but also in the management of our working capital, as we can see in the average term of receivables going down 3 days compared to the previous year. We reinforce here the guidance that we give for the year, 450 million reais capex. That would be an 8% decrease year over year. This quarter we have a slightly higher capex, but that is due to a flatter curve compared to the previous year. We still maintain our guidance of lower capex in a full year view. So this continues demonstration of cash generation potential of our business, and the results we have presented in the previous years brings us to this picture right here, where we decreased our leverage 1.74 times our adjusted EBITDA. That's an important reduction in net debt and an expansion in our EBITDA that brings us to this position. And this is becoming more and more comfortable. As you can see, we're sitting on a 1.1 billion reais in cash. For the short term, it is important to highlight that we no longer have any debt maturing in 2023. And this gives us the peace of mind to continuing monitoring the market opportunistically to keep the duration of our debt in line with our future perspective of cash generation, and also reducing our cost of capital that is now on 1.97% above CDI. As you can see, once again in the graph, no maturity to the end of 2023, and a very adjusted debt profile for the next following years. Having said that, I now turn to Eduardo, who will talk about our achievements in ESG and our future plans.
Thank you, Rossano. Guys, I hope that you had the chance to watch our ESG forum that happened 2 weeks ago. If you hadn't, here's a QR code that takes you there. On that day, we also launched our sustainability report, the first one that we had assured by PwC, important evolution for us. Another important evolution for us, we had a renewed rating of A on the MSCI rating. We have also finished mapping our greenhouse gas emissions. And we finished also accounting for the social impact that we had last year with more than 700,000 people benefited from our extension activities and social projects. Also very important, all of us in the top management here have targets regarding ESG. We have already fulfilled in the first quarter 41% of our targets for the year. So this is, again, very important for us. And we're very happy that we've been doing this for 52 years now, but we're able to get our act together and communicating this to the market 1 year ago. And we've been having a very, very positive feedback on this, especially with a few shareholders that are ESG-only related funds joining our base here in important points. Thank you very much for your trust and for your feedback. Okay. Moving on to page 14, our final remarks here. Very good quarter, indicating, allowing us to be very optimistic with the rest of the year coming ahead of us. We had, you know, more than 500,000 students in our distance learning. Tickets evolving for all the businesses for the students with more than 1 year. All the tickets evolving, but this one, which we consider the most important indicator, evolving for all the businesses, had a more than 10% increase in revenue, more than 21% increase in EBITDA. Margins evolving 37%, 3 percentage points above what they were 1 year before. Very important number here. You see that the margins per business unit here, you see that the business units that we have that are fast growth, they have margins than that are higher than the on-campus, which pushes naturally the margins up. On the right-hand side here, we had an important evolution in net income. This is something that we have a very big focus on. We reached more than twice, or roughly twice, what we had last year. Free cash flow also, to equity, more than 130 million highs above last year, more than 100 million highs. That, together with the reduction in net debt, all of this allowed us to reduce our leverage to 1.74, number that was above 2 last year at some point in time. When we look to the future, we mentioned between 130 to 160 new medicine seats for the year. We have already approved 53 seats in the first quarter. The student base for undergrad medicine, we mentioned 8.0 to 8.2 thousand students towards the end of the year. We have already surpassed the 8.0 thousand students, so we're upgrading this to 8.2 to 8.3 as a guidance. Now, on digital learning intake, we often see an end of quarter that's kind of slower, and then the next quarter starts slow. That's not what we're seeing today. We saw the end of first quarter very strong, and it's the start of the second quarter also very strong. So this is giving us the confidence to give you the guidance on this two-digit growth in the second quarter. Bear in mind, you know, distance learning, we have quarterly intakes on-site, and premium have intakes by semester. So the intake for the second semester is starting now. For the on-site, we again, very early in the process, but the first numbers allowing us to feel excited and optimistic about what's coming next. Also, April is by. We have already seen the numbers, and we're very comfortable giving you a guidance of two-digit growth in EBITDA for the second quarter as well. Bear in mind what's happened in the recent past. We had in the third quarter last year, we said that we should have about a single-digit decrease in EBITDA. What happened was a single-digit increase in EBITDA. We mentioned double digits for the fourth quarter. We had 19% increase. We mentioned double digit for the first quarter. We had, again, a 21% increase in EBITDA. We're mentioning now for the second quarter, a double-digit increase for EBITDA versus last year. CapEx, I'm just repeating myself. We already mentioned this, the $450 million for the year. And for the long term or medium term even, we're seeing this number going down to 7 to 8% of net revenues. All in all, guys, we like to take we like to claim that we've been very transparent all along the way with you guys. When we saw dark clouds in the horizon, we talked about them. What we're seeing now is a very positive outcome for 2023. Of course, it's very comfortable to say that when the first quarter is by, this is the major intake for the year. And we that's when we create numbers of prices and tickets for the upcoming months as well. So again, we're looking positively to this year. I'd like to share this with you and thank you very much for your trust and for being with us. Thank you.
YDUQS video conference is now closed. If you have any questions, please send an email to ri@yidux.com.br. We thank you for your participation and wish you a very good day.